What's up, everyone? Welcome to High School Sports Uncensored, the show that takes you behind the scenes of local high school sports. Joining me is a guy who I call a grinder, man. He turned this program into something special from Poly, boys basketball coach. He is Sam Brand. What's going on, Sam?
Wow, how's it going, man?
Doing well, my friend. Doing well. And you are doing well, too.
I am. It was a good week.
It was a very good week for you. Williams Wells Challenge at Towson University. I didn't have a chance to see your game because we had a game ourselves, but you got the big win, come from behind fashion against St. Francis Academy.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun, man. It was a packed house at Towson. Nick and I, we know each other growing up, playing basketball in Baltimore together. You know, he was one of the first guys in the MIAA that, you know, when we were building our program and division in the beginning was we want to play the best teams in the area, even before we get to be one of the best teams in the area, just to establish that this is who we are. We want to play the top teams and challenge ourselves. And Nick was one of the guys that allowed us to do that. So, you know, to be in that environment alone was, you know, a major step for our program and just show how far, you know, we've come. And then to win and then to win in that way, it was definitely a special night for the program.
Coach Brand, you said, so I love that. You wanted to play the best before you became one of the best. A lot of people don't agree with that formula. I agree with that formula. Why did you choose that as opposed to, I guess, staying in your neighborhood, perfecting that, and then moving on?
So there's no question that in the beginning, taking on the program here, we wanted to establish ourselves in the Baltimore City Public League as, you know, we've been the doormat since its inception, pretty much. You know, the best we would get is like somewhere near the middle of the league, and that would be considered a good year. So there's no, I mean, it's not to discount how tough our league is or how, you know, how much we really needed to get better within the league. But our vision was that we thought if we could get Poly to be the best team in Baltimore City, that with the talent in our town and the commitment to basketball here and the fact that we have a school that offers a great education for free, and there were a bunch of guys that went here and played college ball coming back, we felt like we could do something that could be recognized beyond the city. And we knew to do that. And, you know, we're guys that play ball. You know, our thing coming up is, you know, when and this is missing a little bit now. People want to, you know, kind of hide their talent and not get exposed. And, you know, to me, having your weaknesses exposed is a big part of the growth process, you know, individually, as a team, as a program. So, you know, we wanted that early. We wanted to say, oh, you know what, these teams have, I mean, I'll never forget years ago when we first started playing St. Francis. I mean, many people used to say, why do you do that? Why are you doing that to your team? You know, you guys aren't going to be able to compete with them. And we just knew better. We knew the potential here, and we knew that, you know, in order to get to that point, we needed to size ourselves up against the top teams in the area and see where we were and you know, and see what we needed to do to get where we were trying to go. So that was a major part of it. And, you know, we've gotten a couple wins over those guys in the last few years and, you know, and other schools like them. So it's been a major part of the growth of the program is to just, you know, have a philosophy is we're not ducking anybody. We want to play not only the top teams locally, but the best teams in the country that are willing to play us.
High School Sports Uncensored. I'm your host, Rob Long, here with Sam Brand, head boys basketball coach over there at Poly. You know, you talked about making that climb to the top at a school that wasn't a traditional basketball powerhouse, boys basketball powerhouse.
Yep.
How tough was it to get the young men into the program? Because Poly's a tough academic school. How tough was it to not only get the kids in there, but to sell your dream to a bunch of young men as well as their parents?
Well, so there's two sides to that sale. There was the first was Poly, our school, our principal, our administration, to get them to understand that while, you know, because I came from coaching in college, playing college basketball, and I think one of the fears was that I was just coming here to win basketball games. And I had to, one, I mean, I teach math here at Poly. So my time, my energy, my full-time job, they see is committed to academics. And then, you know, I needed them to see within our program that we had. And when I got here, you know, everybody thinks, you know, you're at Poly and guys are doing well academically. When I got here, the team GPA was under a 1.5. I mean, none of the guys were even anywhere near on pace to be going to being a college qualifier to even get a scholarship if they were good enough for one. So, you know, that was the first task, was to show that I'm an educator. I'm here to not only help these guys get better at basketball, but to change the culture and the program surrounding what it means to be a student athlete and how rigorous it is to do it well at a place like Poly. I mean, it was torturous. I mean, we had a bunch of kids not get in early. We had kids that were here winding up in junior college in the first year or two because we were, you know, just scrambling with their transcripts. And the absolute most important part, I know this like cliche and people aren't, you know, they don't, I think a lot of people from the outside really don't understand what we did academically in terms of supporting these guys and still do now. I mean, I was a major part of our academic support at first. Now we have two teachers in the building. I'm still a major part of it, but I was the whole thing, I should say. Now we have two teachers in the building with the guys year round. So to answer the question, we, you know, first step was showing the principal that I'm here for academics. Second step was showing the kids that we cared about them off the court as well. And then we needed our first guy that really could play, that could get into school to make it happen. And that guy was John Crosby, point guard. He's actually at Delaware State. Yeah. He'll be a senior there next year, start out at Dayton. But he was a kid that kind of just, we met and we clicked with, and you know, him and along with the other guys that were on that first team kind of established this is who we're going to be, and then it, you know, kind of went from there.
Yeah, here with Sam Brand, head boys basketball coach at Poly. This is High School Sports Uncensored. I'm your host, Rob Long. Edmondson, Lake Clifton, Mervo now as well. Patterson is a beast. Yep. How do you compete with all of those schools right there in your backyard, man, and still, you know, because this is the great thing about it. You play a great regional schedule, somewhat of a national schedule, and at the same time, it's tough even when in your league. How do you juggle all that?
Well, absolutely. I mean, that's the reason why we felt that we could be a national program, is because we play in a league that we feel like, I mean, just over the years has shown that it can produce players that can compete on a national level in college. So, I mean, it's, you know, our games at Patterson, Edmondson this year were absolute brawls. I mean, and it's really cool to coach the guys and get them to understand. We went to St. John's, D.C. this year and got a win in overtime, and they were top 40 in the country at the time, I believe, and it was a huge win for us. But I let the guys know in the locker room, I said, I don't want you guys thinking that because we win a game like this that our city schedule is going to be easy. Because the reality is it just presents different challenges. Each team is its own beast. Got great coaches in the league. You mentioned Emerson with Dantzler. You just got just a super competitive league that we play in. So we at any point cannot, start to relax or lower our standards about the way we compete. And it just keeps us on our toes. I mean, there are no off games in Baltimore City public league. And so, you know, we try to make it that, you know what, every time we go out, we want it to be, you know, top-notch competition. We know that's going to happen in the league. So out of the league, we just, you know, want to prepare for that.
Here was Sam Brand, head boys basketball coach over there at Poly. Coach, the national schedule and the regional schedule that you face right now, and you talk about how the challenge in Baltimore City in your own league kind of mirrors that. But is it tough sometimes staying focused on winning that area league a title when you're playing such a tough non-conference schedule? Is it tough to keep focus on both?
Yes, I would say it definitely is. But what you want to do, I think, as a coach is to raise competitors, to have guys and a culture in your program where it's, you know, each game is a championship. Each game you want to have, you know, laser focus, because that's what, you know, great competitors do, is they don't, you know, one of the marks of an average team is playing down to its competition. And we've all been on teams and coach teams mm-hmm. that we felt like have done that at times. But you know, when you push yourself in the way that every game is going to be a high level of competition, you can start to kind of train yourself to not ease up at all, no matter whether it's a league game or, you know, we're playing 2 7-footers at Westtown, or we're playing, you know, 2 guys 6'4" at the 4 and 5 over at Edmondson that are, you know, just as tough and competitive. So, you know, the styles change. What it really does, though, is it makes for a – I mean, in the league, we've had 3 losses in the last 4 years total. And the – you know, and we've had many close games. And we really feel that playing all these different styles out of the league, whether it be a you know, we played Bowie this year, who's one of the favorites in 4A, and they play 5 guards and spread you out, and they're really difficult to contain with the dribble. And then we got, and then we played Wilson this year that have, you know, 2 6'9" guys going to Maryland. So the styles are so different. We have to adjust so many ways playing against man, zone, pressing attacks, that when we get to the heart of league play and when we get to the state tournament, we're so tested, we feel like that no matter what situation comes up, we'll be ready for it.
Absolutely, absolutely. Sam, listen, I coached college basketball before joining the high school ranks. When I joined the high school ranks, I was coaching my daughter. Many people thought automatically when she graduated, I was going back. She's a freshman in college right now. I wouldn't trade it for the world. I would go back to college. You coached on the college level. You're now a super successful coach on a high school level. Is college basketball in your future?
It's a question I get asked a lot. I'll be very upfront and honest about how I feel about it. The rat race of a college assistant is not what I desire with having a 3 and 5 year old and very comfortable, you know, in my home and. You know, what I feel like we have going on here at Poly.
Well, let's be honest with you. Your wife ain't dealing with that either, so go ahead.
No question. You know, I'm not going to pretend like I'm calling all these guys. However, my wife is very supportive of, you know, my career and, right. You know, what I really love to do. And the way that I feel about it is, I mean, I grew up not far from and played at Morgan. And if Morgan ever came calling, that would be a dream come true.
Okay.
That's just the reality.
It's the Mecca. It's the Mecca, and I'm with you on that.
For me, yeah. I don't think some people understand. I really personally, I take the Morgan job over a Maryland job. Hey, and I know that there's many people that wouldn't understand that.
Sam, you're talking to a man who understands that. Okay.
Yeah.
You're talking to a man who understands that. Yeah.
Yeah. So you know it's. So at this point, I've done enough that money wouldn't be my number one motivation. It would be, you know, impact of the position and what I feel like I'd be able to do in the community around the position. So for that reason, college isn't such a big, you know, carrot dangling in front of me or anything like that. I've had a few opportunities. They just didn't feel right. I really appreciate getting to coach these guys here and what I've been able to do with a set of really good friends that I've had for a long time,
right.
And helping run this program here. I mean, I'm you know 10 toes down here. But if you ask me, the reality is that Morgan State University would be something I would have to really, really think about.
Introduce the folks that are listening to some of the guys, some of the players on your team that they may hear on the next level. They may not be aware of some of the players that you have right there.
Right now, I'll start with our senior class. So Amani Walker is our senior who right now has a bunch of Division II scholarship offers and has some low Division I's looking at him. He'll definitely be a guy that, you know, is an impactful 4-year college player. But in the junior class is where we are, I would say, nationally – we have guys that have national recognition. We have Justin Lewis, leads the junior class in terms of recruitment. He's been offered by Maryland, Seton Hall, Marquette, schools all over the country, Pitt, Purdue. He's going to be making a choice from a big list of great schools this spring. Then we have Raheem Ali. He's got UMass and Loyola and Mount St. Mary's and Towson and, you know, a lot of the local low to mid Division ones. He'll be he's been our starting point guard on both state championship teams the last 2 years. He's only a junior. All his best stuff is in front of him. Raheem will be we'll be watching him on television in a few years. We got the kid Brandon Murray, who really kind of had his coming out party this week. He averaged 20 a game. I think Brandon can play at any level in college. I mean, he actually didn't play high school ball last year. If you come watch us play, you'll see a very, very high level player that's really under the radar on the national scene that I don't think will be for long. We got a guy, Ian Wallace, 6'7", shooting guard in that class as well, who's starting to get Division I interest. He hit the game winner against St. Francis. We are, and then I didn't mention our young guys. I could go on. We got, Bryce Lindsey, our freshman, is going to be a big-time player. You got Trey English and Hassan Massenberg in the sophomore class. I think both will be Division I players. We're loaded over here, man. I'm excited. We got all kind of talent all through our program.
High School Sports Uncensored. I'm your host, Rob Long. This is Sam Brand, head boys basketball coach for Poly. All right, Coach Brand, I want you right now to sell Poly to the folks that listen. This is your recruiting pitch right here. Why should young men or why should parents want to send their young men over there to play for you at Poly?
I tell you what, it's getting pretty easy for me now, Rob, to sell this place. We have the top academic school in the city and one of the top academic schools in the state. We were recently the only school in Baltimore City to receive a 5-star rating with the national ratings. I forget the service that did it. But we also, within our program, we have a bunch of men with degrees that went here that are invested in the program, that are invested in the guys. We offer year-round tutoring. We offer year-round yoga. We have organic meals before every game. We have strength and conditioning guys that work with professional athletes year-round that commit themselves to us. We have a nutritionist that works with our guys. At this point, we've built the Poly basketball program where I believe we offer more support and you're going to get anywhere that you pay for your education, you get it for free here.
And
with a great group of guys coaching. So I don't know how you could choose anywhere else but Poly if you're making a decision and we want you to play here.
There you go. Hey, man, you are the man, Sam. Continue to do what you're doing. Proud of you, man. Former Morgan basketball player, Morgan basketball coach, and now you're doing your thing in Baltimore City Public Schools. Sam Brand, thanks a lot.
I appreciate you, Rob.
All right.